Now back to the Weekend Real Estate Report on 105.7 The Fan.
All right, we're back. You know, I always love to share stories, real stories of our clients, because I think, you know, as our listeners are driving or sitting wherever they are, and I'll shout out to my friend Susie, who always goes to McDonald's in Bel Air and listens for the whole 2 hours in the parking lot. Maybe you're listening today. You know, when it comes to real life scenarios, we had a client the other day, actually about a month and a half ago, and he was working with four different lenders, and all four lenders turned him down, self-employed. And he'd end up talking to one of his business vendors and saying, yeah, I know, I thought my credit was okay, but four different banks turned me down for a purchase. And the guy said, oh, you should call Fremont. I did a refinance with them a couple of years ago. I was really, really happy. They made it so easy. They're very informative. So he ends up calling us. It took a day because he's like, yeah, right, whatever. And he decided to call us. And so anyway, he called in another radio show I do and was telling me the whole story. And he goes, yeah, four different banks turned me down. He called you guys and you guys got it done. I sent my information over to your loan officer. She had the underwriter review my taxes, sent a thing to my CPA. He sent everything back to him. And now I own a house and I'm excited. I can't believe it. So there was 2 points to that story. One, just because other businesses tell you that you don't qualify, doesn't mean you don't qualify. It's almost like that old dating axiom. It's not you, it's them. Well, in this case, it really is. And anyway, so when he was on air, I said, yeah, we got your loan done in 30 days, right? He goes, oh, no. I'm like, oh, it wasn't? I guess because the tax was complicated. He goes, no, it was less than 2 weeks. I'm like, really? He goes, yeah, you guys rock. I'm like, thanks. So, you know, that being said, I mean, I know you have to have some stories of your own where, you know, people had maybe some misinformation or, and it may not be negligence. It may just be that, at least in our end, sometimes loan officers are trained how to sell. They're not trained about the products. They're not trained about taxes. They're not trained about some of the laws, things like that. And I always joke, like when, and I don't know if you see this, but when I go to like our continuing education classes or national learning things, most of the guys walking around or girls, whatever, they're like, oh yeah, I took this class. Like, you know, it's going to increase my sales 80%. It's going to teach me how to, the psychology of getting people to not deal with someone else and deal with me. And I'm like, really? And I'm like, are you aware this bill has been passed? You know, these parts of it could actually affect consumers negatively. You know, like, I've never even heard of that. So we always try to teach our staff how to understand the newest changes in tax laws, mortgage laws, all those other factors so that they can be well-informed. And then if it gets to a point where they can't help, then call someone like you and say, hey, you know, you think I'm going with a divorce, you want to sell the house, who are you working with right now? So those are the things where I think make sense. But for you, you have to have a whole wealth of stories of real-life scenarios. You want to share a couple with listeners?
Oh, yeah. And I think my number one story would actually be where one of our clients was actually getting pressured. We actually picked up the client later on in discovery, later on into litigation, and they were actually being pressured to settle. And when we met with the client, our client didn't even actually have her budget yet. And from our perspective, we look at it and we say, you know, how could anyone possibly settle a divorce settlement agreement without knowing what their budget was? Because then you would have no idea what support levels you needed. So what happens is we took our client's financial information in. We gathered her statements, her credit card statements. We built her a budget. We quantified the settlement offer, and it ended up relevant to our reports and our analysis. The settlement offer, her net worth would be close to zero from 15 years from now. So what we did was, she was, after finding our analysis and our reports, she was actually not very happy with her attorney pressuring her to settle. So we have one of the best things about our firm is we try to say that we are a one-stop shop and we are a big referral base. I refer people to all attorneys, therapists, and any other professional in the divorce process. And so we were able to get our client a new attorney. We were able to use our analysis to get her a new settlement offer, which ended up happening doubling the support amounts that she would get monthly. And so that was able to extremely make her cash flow positive, a monthly budget, which allowed her to afford all her living situations and everything. And she was very, very happy after that, after seeing our analysis. And I like to say that we saved her from, you know, having some definitely financial stress farther down the line.
You know, it's funny because I think a lot of people always focus on the monetary aspect, but sometimes they discount the other perks, such as health insurance or Potentially, you know, should they attach, you know, part of someone's 401k retirement plan, or should they take the cash now and invest on their own? Mm-hmm. You know, those are all factors where, again, you know, you have resources with your wealth management firm that you refer things to that can actually help. And that's the thing. I don't think people, you know, it's funny. You talk to people who are like 22, 23 years old, like, do you have a will? Well, why would I? I don't really own anything. You own a little things, but most importantly, do you really want the state deciding where that's going? So, you know, same thing with a divorce. People think, well, I don't really have that much. And then, you know, you look at your 401ks and whether it may be what you want for retirement, it may not be there yet, but there are assets and you want to make sure that you're not overlooking things. So if someone comes along and says, okay, well, we're going to give you an extra $200 a month, or you could have half of that, you know, $150,000 401k, you really have to look at those options. Sometimes I think that in the haste of resolving things because the emotions are there, sometimes people, I think, you know, overlook things that are a little bit, and that's where you would come in as well. You know, why don't you tell people how to reach you? What we got you here?
So you can reach me at my website. It is www.synergydivorcesolutions.com. My email is on there, and also my phone number is 410-202-8977. That'll be the best ways to reach. You can get on there and check out our website, and I think it'll give you a real better opinion or a better knowledge of what we can actually provide to divorcing spouses.
So if someone's listening now and they're thinking, you know, yeah, things aren't good, we're talking about meeting lawyers, everything else. Mm-hmm. If they contact you, is there a fee for initial consultation?
It's a free initial consultation, and we only charge for the work we do. If we refer, we can even find you an attorney, find you any other professionals. That doesn't cost us, it costs you anything at all.
All right, again, so it's Synergy Divorce Solutions. You could reach Steve there, and this is what he does. I mean, he's been focused 100% on helping people. When you look at the collaborative law aspect, have you found that to be, when it comes to divorce, a more quicker path of resolution?
I would recommend the collaborative law or mediation route every time. Mm-hmm. As I said, I think it's really beneficial when there's multiple professionals with each having their own specific skill set working together to accomplish the same goal. And honestly, over the past, 10 years, the alternate dispute resolution, which includes collaborative law and mediation, has really became much, much more relevant, and is really, I think, the whole divorce world is really shifting to start to move that way, because it really just, in our mind, it's logical to work together and not fight back and forth, which dries up legal fees throughout the whole entire divorce process.
Now, you know, lawyers, mortgage professionals, others, we're bound by the states that we hold our licenses in. How does this work if someone's hearing this now and their sister's going through this and she lives in, I don't know, Hawaii? Mm-hmm. Obviously, you don't have referral sources out there, but mm-hmm. Are you able to help that person?
Yes, I would be able to help them if I was able to gather all the financial information that I needed. Mm-hmm. Obviously, we like to sit down and kind of hold our clients' hands, if you will, throughout the entire process. As I said, with our wealth management team that we work with, it's a really family and whole team aspect that mm-hmm. we like to approach it. And, you know, divorcing spouses and our clients have really, really liked that aspect about it, because it's not just that they're meeting with me in our initial meeting. They sit down, you know, we got four or five professionals just committed to, again, the same goal, is just making the divorce process as painless, cost efficient as possible.
Do you ever have any times where, like, an attorney may call you as a expert witness?
I have not been an expert witness yet, and that's actually because we have settled all of our cases outside of court. Good. Which it makes me all think right. that we're doing our job a little bit.
It's interesting because, correct me if I'm wrong, but if an attorney hires you, then the information can be said. Wait, I came with this backwards. If the attorney hires you, you have certain protections. If the client hires you, there's different protections, right?
So I've never actually been hired by an attorney. Okay. Usually we work through just clients hiring us. Okay. But in another way, as you said, there's two ways that we actually work. We can work in our financial mediation capacity, which is I'm working with two clients. Mm-hmm. And both clients as in both spouses. Mm-hmm. And if they're not able to settle, then I wouldn't be able to work with them if they were to go to litigation moving forward. But if I'm just working with one spouse and their attorney, yes, it's usually just the spouse that's hiring me, has not been the attorney.
Now, back in the mid-90s, I came up with this phrase called a mortgage prenup. It was just something I was seeing young kids, we're in love, we're going to buy a house, you know, everything's great. And then 3 years later, I'm in love with someone else, but they still have the house. Unfortunately, they don't have that marriage legal document to protect them. Inevitably, you know, life goes on, and one person gets the house, gets remarried, or gets married, and then decides they want to sell the house or refinance, and then lo and behold, you have to find a person who's on deed, and they're like, "What? You have a house? There's 50,000 equity? I want some of that." So I think it's important to, and the mortgage prenup is very simple. You just, the two people go to an attorney and say, "I'm putting more money down, but you know, maybe she has a better credit score or whatever. What's fair?" And then the first 5 years, if the relationship doesn't work, does the person get their down payment back? Whatever. But how do you get off? And that's the thing is, you know, can the one person afford to put the house in their name and refinance and remove you? Because if you're on the mortgage and the deed, you know, the deed's legal ownership, the mortgage is a financial obligation. If you're on the deed but not the mortgage, you kind of have the best of both worlds because you have no financial obligation. If you're on the mortgage but not the deed, you probably got the worst of both worlds because you're financially obligated, but you have no ownership in the property. So when it comes to those things, have you ever come across a couple who isn't married? I mean, we're not a common law state, but Pennsylvania is to the north. I believe Virginia is to the south. So if that's the case, have you ever come across anything like that? And how does that work?
You know, I haven't ran into a case like that before, but I actually have ran into a case where our clients actually did not own their house full out. It was actually 60% was owned by their parents. Mm. And so how we had to do that is because, you know, you would think that you would just take, you know, usually how we find the equity in the homes is you take the value of the home mm-hmm. minus the mortgage balance. And this is one thing that, you know, other professions wouldn't even account for. Then you have to minus, of course, the sales costs if they're going to do it. A lot of people
Correct.
Don't look out
fees,
for that.
And
closing costs and everything. And a lot of people would think that, you know, two spouses in and you just divide it right down the middle. But with this third party as their parents, we had to go back and see how much their parents put down for the down payment. Mm-hmm. Find out how much they each put down for the down payment, had to back their parents' interest out, and then we were able to find what the equitable share would be for each of the spouses.
And I think sometimes, especially when there's the urgency to end things, sometimes it's like, look, just write me a check. Mm-hmm. And if the number is small enough, most people do it just because it's – might that be the most efficient way or most I guess fair way, equitable way, but it's probably the easiest way. And if everyone agrees to it, so be it. But mm-hmm. Again, you know, when it comes to owning a house, it's amazing. Buying a house isn't that difficult. Getting rid of a house, that can be a problem because now you're dependent upon the market. Do they want your house? What kind of condition is it in? Mm-hmm. You know, and it seems that in life, things happen sometimes inopportune times. So you could be like 1 year away from having to replace the whole roof and then you're getting divorced and now someone's going to buy the house. Like, well, the inspector said, I need, you know, $15,000 for the roof. Mm-hmm. So they're going to offer you $15,000 less. That eats into the equity. That creates more hurdles. So there's just a lot of things that go along with it. You know, again, if anyone's interested in reaching Stephen and just asking him some questions, you know, initial consultation, there's no charge. Synergy Divorce Solutions. And I know this is not, especially on the heels of Valentine's Day coming up, but, you know, look, it's the numbers are a little more than 50% of Americans get divorced. And, you know, I think, you know, again, when you think about people who know people getting divorced, the number is even higher. So, you know, I had someone on before who had started a magazine called Remarriage, and her whole thing was about second or third marriages. And they have a much higher rate of divorce. Have you seen that?
I have not.
Okay. Yeah, it seems that when people get remarried, I guess because it's complicated, you're combining finances, you're combining families and all those other things, it creates additional layers of stress that some people may not be capable of dealing with, especially so fresh off a divorce. But, you know, look, we'd all love to live in, you know, happily ever after, like Disney says, but life happens and you got to make sure that you have good resources available to you so you don't make these mistakes. And look, if you need Stephen, again, you can reach him at Synergy Divorce Solutions. If you need us, you can always call us at 800-955-8508. And, so one of the things I wanted to talk about quickly, too, is if you have a house and you think, you know, our deck's not looking too good, spring's coming up, what do we do? You got to call my friend Ron Bowen at Mr. Power Wash. He does a great job. And he has a special right now for our listeners, $199. That'll do a wood or composite deck. And again, just call Mr. Power Wash. Ron Bowen is the owner, and tell him we heard it here on the radio. We got a $199 special. He can also power wash homes, buildings. He does our building. We love it. He does a great job. and pretty much anything else you can think of. Also, he has another company called PaintDoctor.com. And if you go there, they have a special $499. You get a painter, materials, prep and cleanup for 8 hours, or two painters for 4 hours. If you want your whole house painted, you can call for specials regarding that as well. But lots of specials for our listeners from Ron Bowen, who owns Mr. Power Wash, and PaintDoctor.com. So got your house covered. And for the honey-do list, hey, you know what? For those prices, why don't you go ahead and let him do all that, the hard work, and you can go out and do some other things, maybe take the wife out or go to the ball game, whatever, but it's always good to have a little bit of free time. All right, we've got a trivia question coming up in the next segment, so stay tuned for that. The phone number here at the studio, 410-583-1057. Quick break here. We come back, trivia question and more with Steve Bryant. Don't go anywhere.
The Weekend Real Estate Report will be right back on 105.7 The Fan.